So there you are again.
I'm doing my piece that I had done. I did this one repeatedly, but I had invented it for that first workshop of piece. This is called the one with the Christmas tree and what was that called? Elizabeth, the one, oh, it was called Skipping Ropes. Yeah. Had skipping ropes along here.
When people go through, right, yeah, you're sitting.
Instructions.
Pulling quills off the
I'm telling
artificial
a story.
Tree, telling the story.
Yeah, telling a story.
Oh, in verbal, you're actually narrating?
Yeah, I said.
Yeah, making sounds?
Deborah had said, for this piece, she had said, I want you to make a piece where half of it is structured on a story that you're telling to the audience right here, and then the rest not. Hmm. So this is what I had come up with. It was at Michael Morris's, and I found an old dead Christmas tree in his backyard.
Oh, so that's a Christmas tree. Is this a camera?
This is probably a mouth organ.
A mouth
what
organ.
I had in his place was... What I had in his place, he had a banana that Darcy Henderson had made that was like an instrument.
Okay.
I had used that as playing the banana, playing on his banana, said in my story. And he, Michael had some huge frames in his, and of course I didn't have it later, but mm-hmm. for that first time I used his one of his huge frames, and I said all the people are standing out coming up the hill. And so on. And then they came in and they went through this frame.
They had
to take off their shoes and put them in a row, once more shoes in a line. And then they had to hang on to the skipping ropes, and they didn't know what was going to happen. I just told them out there, you just get in there, walk through there, and you hang on to the skipping rope as if you were standing in a bus. And I stood at the head of the line. And when I was finished, I counted the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the shoes, yes, of course.
Counted the shoes. And I walked through myself and went to the head of the line.
Through the frame.
More. Yeah, here. And said very loudly, when you hear the gong, say your name, age, sex, and racial origin. I repeat, when you hear the gong, say your name, age, sex, and racial origin. All these people, you know, they're freaked because they can't.
I couldn't remember.
Who
am I?
Origin. Origin. Sex.
Were they saying it all together?
I was saying that.
No, but I mean, did they have to say it
all
together?
Yeah, well, okay, that they didn't know. When you hear the gong, yeah.
Oh, yeah, also, but the gong went and they all said it together?
Wait. Okay. At that point, I didn't know what I was going to use for a gong.
Oh.
So I just said it very loudly several times, and it hit me. I don't have to have a gong. I'll just lower my voice.
Okay.
So slowly I lowered my voice, and there was no gong. I faded away, and they were still hanging on tensely.
Waiting for the gong. Brilliant.
That was the end of it. Uh-huh. So, the first time people do that, it's quite exciting because their facial expressions are something else.
Because, of course, you're standing there watching.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm watching them, and, of course, all the other people.
So you're creating attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was that one.